Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Bio-Rad Laboratories, a global leader in life sciences research and clinical diagnostics. Bio-Rad provides innovative tools and technologies that help researchers and healthcare professionals advance scientific discovery and improve patient outcomes. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the life sciences and diagnostics sectors. Let's dive in.
Bio-Rad Laboratories has been at the forefront of life sciences research and diagnostics for decades, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like confirmation bias and risk aversion influence their decision-making, particularly in research and development or in product innovation?
Confirmation bias plays a significant role in Bio-Rad's decision-making, particularly in R and product innovation. This bias might lead the company to focus on data and research outcomes that support their existing product lines and technological approaches, potentially overlooking alternative methods or innovations that could disrupt the market or provide better solutions for researchers and healthcare professionals. While this focus on reinforcing what works helps maintain a strong product portfolio, it may also limit Bio-Rad's ability to explore groundbreaking innovations or adapt to new scientific trends. Risk aversion is another critical factor, where Bio-Rad might prioritize strategies that minimize potential financial and operational risks, such as focusing on incremental improvements to existing products rather than investing heavily in entirely new technologies or entering uncharted markets.
This focus on maintaining a strong product portfolio and minimizing risk has helped Bio-Rad build a stable business, appealing to investors who prioritize consistent returns and reliability in the life sciences sector.
Exactly. Bio-Rad's emphasis on stability and risk management has made it a trusted choice for investors seeking steady performance in the life sciences and diagnostics industries. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to innovate and explore new opportunities to ensure long-term growth and competitiveness, especially as the life sciences landscape continues to evolve with advances in genomics, personalized medicine, and digital health.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Bio-Rad Laboratories. As a global leader in life sciences and diagnostics with a diverse workforce and customer base, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Bio-Rad given their role in advancing scientific research and improving healthcare outcomes for diverse populations. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is crucial for developing innovative and inclusive products that meet the needs of a global market. A diverse workforce within Bio-Rad can help the company better understand the unique challenges and opportunities in different regions and healthcare systems, leading to more effective and widely applicable solutions. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining operational excellence and driving long-term growth.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in industries like life sciences, where understanding and addressing diverse patient needs is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Bio-Rad not only strengthens its ability to serve a broad range of customers, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in socially responsible scientific innovation. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Moving on to market adaptation, Bio-Rad operates in a highly competitive and rapidly evolving life sciences and diagnostics market. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and scientific advancements, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
Bio-Rad's ability to adapt to changing market conditions and scientific advancements is crucial for maintaining its leadership position in the life sciences sector. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with developing new products and expanding into new scientific areas. Confirmation bias might make Bio-Rad more inclined to focus on refining their existing technologies and product lines, but they also recognize the importance of staying competitive in a market that is increasingly influenced by advances in genomics, molecular diagnostics, and personalized medicine. Risk aversion might drive them to focus on incremental improvements, but they must also be proactive in exploring new opportunities in emerging scientific fields and healthcare needs.
This adaptability is key for Bio-Rad, especially as they face competition from both traditional life sciences companies and newer, more innovative biotech firms. Their ability to innovate while maintaining product reliability is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. Bio-Rad's success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with the strength of their established product lines, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their investors and customers value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by technological advancements and changing market dynamics.
Now, let's compare Bio-Rad Laboratories to other companies in the life sciences and diagnostics sectors like Thermo Fisher Scientific, Illumina, and Danaher. How do Bio-Rad's behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Bio-Rad's dynamics are often compared to other leaders in the life sciences and diagnostics sectors, such as Thermo Fisher Scientific, Illumina, and Danaher, particularly in their approach to our product innovation and market adaptation. Bio-Rad's emphasis on providing high-quality life sciences tools and diagnostic technologies appeals to investors looking for consistency in the life sciences sector. Thermo Fisher, known for its comprehensive portfolio of life sciences products and services, appeals to those interested in growth through a diversified approach to scientific research. Illumina, with its strong focus on genomics and sequencing technologies, offers a more specialized approach to life sciences, while Danaher's emphasis on precision instruments and industrial technologies positions it as a leader in both healthcare and industrial applications. Bio-Rad's focus on balancing high-quality products with market adaptation provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of being too focused on their existing strengths in a rapidly evolving industry.
And unlike Thermo Fisher or Illumina, which have a broader focus on life sciences or genomics, Bio-Rad's strength lies in its ability to maintain a leading position in both life sciences research and clinical diagnostics, which has allowed it to build a loyal customer base among researchers and healthcare professionals.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For Bio-Rad, the focus on life sciences and diagnostics provides a unique value proposition in the healthcare and scientific research sectors.
To sum up, Bio-Rad Laboratories' approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their R strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Bio-Rad's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.